Bava Basa, Perkei Mishnah Yud. Hasiton is a wholesaler. He buys from large distributions and sells it to shopkeepers. Hasiton mekaneach midoisov achas l'shloshim yom. He has to wipe down his measures once every 30 days. This is for volume, when they would measure the volume of something. Lav davka once every 30 days, but not constantly like every day. And also not like once a year. It was done similar to that. Ubalabayis, who barely did business, achas l'shneimasar chodesh. He just had to wipe it down once every 12 months. The concern here is that you'd have some oil and stuff that would get stuck to the measure and would distort the measurements. So therefore, you had to wipe it down. And a Baal Bayis was once every 12 months. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, or Merchilef Advarim. Shimon Gamliel says it should be the opposite. The one that uses it less should wipe it more, because when you use it barely, if you use it, let's say, once in a while, the oil that you used it will stick there because it hasn't been wiped in a really long time, and it's more probable that it's going to harden and stick onto the kli. If you're constantly using it, there's much less of a chance that the oil is going to stick because it's constantly being used. Or even if it's used at a higher frequency, there's less of a chance it's going to get stuck. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's the opposite, that a Baal Bayis would have to wipe it once every 30 days because he uses it less frequently. And same thing with the Sitan. The Sitan, since he's using it more, would need to wipe it less. Chenvani mekaneach midoisov pamayim b'shabbos. Chenvani, though, even according to Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon Gamliel, everybody, mekaneach midoisov pamayim b'shabbos. He's got to wipe his measuring items, like measuring cups, twice a week. The reason being, the Rav says, is because a chenvani, like we had in the previous Mishnayos, according to the Chachamim, he doesn't have to wait the 3 drops after he pours it to the buyers. And it's more likely that in his measures, there's stuff that's going to get stuck more to the kalim. So that's why he has to wipe them. And according to Tanna Kamma, obviously, since he's using it so often, that's the reason he's got to wipe it so often. Now the Mishnah is dealing with items that would measure weight, not volume. If you think of all those scales that they used to have, where they used to put food on one side, and on the other side they'd put a corresponding measure, which was usually a stone, and they would have to be equal. And he's got to wipe off the measuring stones once a week. The measuring stones very often would touch the food and it would get oil on it. So heavy measures is going to be good for the buyer, because something that's a stone that says it's whatever, a pound, that he designated as a pound, is really more than a pound. So buyer's always going to get more than a pound. But sometimes it works out worse for the seller as well, like the Yad Rama explains, because sometimes when they would need, let's say, instead of 100, let's say they needed 75. So what they would often do is they'd put 100, a stone that's 100, let's use pounds, because that's what we use. So let's say it's 100 pounds on one side, and then they would put 25 pounds right next to the food, on the food side. And in this case, it would actually be better for the seller if the 25 pound one that's touching the food is really heavier. This the Yad Rama points out. So that's why they always have to wipe down the measurement stones. They also had to wipe down the cups of the scales that you would put the stuff into, which was a Beis HaKibul. They had to wipe that down every single time that they would use it.